Yes. Good morning. Well, since I skipped ahead and did the ELK lecture last week, I'm not going to repeat that. So the topic this week is, of course, to install the ELK stack. And we should be, we have now completed the process of deploying code in a scalable way with Puppet using R10K. I suspect that many of you will still keep working on this today. But the goal for this week and the next week, installing the ELK stack using Puppet and installing Sensu using Puppet, is to enforce the workflow and also to become better at troubleshooting. So I hope that your systems will fail, because that's a good chance for you to troubleshoot and learn. And I guarantee you that troubleshooting is one of your most important future skills that you will need. So whenever we see an error, we should be happy. Never be scared or dislike it when you get an error, because it's a good chance to learn and it's not that hard, but you have to sort of learn to become fond of error messages, because they're there to help us. Yeah, by the way, sorry, this is in Norwegian, but just so you know that the ELK stack is relevant. In April, NSM, National Security Authorities of Norway, they published a new veiledning guidance document for how they recommend that you implement system monitoring using the ELK stack. So it's highly relevant competence to learn and know details of the ELK stack. So we're just going to touch upon it and spend time installing it, but I highly recommend that you spend some time learning how to actually use it and set it up. Like, we're just going to set it up to centralize a couple of logs, so feel free to extend that to be a more comprehensive setup. Okay, so I have done this, and let's connect to Kibana to see what's going on. So I set up dynamic port forwarding and initiate Foxy proxy. And so just to be sure. My monitor is at this address, so I should visit this address, and Kibana is configured to listen through NGINX as a reverse proxy. Okay, before we begin, let me bring this the system looks like this, that all our servers, they need to have FileBeat installed to ship logs. FileBeat, and on Windows this is called WinLogBeat, will ship logs to our monitor server, which will enter through the Logstash service, which will filter and enhance logs, And then Logstash will put this in Elasticsearch, which is our database, where they will actually be stored. Kibana can then query Elasticsearch and visualize and show us stuff. And then for us to have access control to Kibana, we use Nginx, the web server, as a reverse proxy. So we now contact Nginx and get access to Kibana, who will query Elasticsearch, and Elasticsearch gets data from the Logstash server, who gets data over the network from the Filebeat agents. This is the typical setup of the Elk stack. So I will now contact Nginx on port 8081. Bad request. Why do I get the 400 bad request? By the way, this session is meant you... I haven't prepared this or seen if I'm able to solve it, so you guys really have to help me out now, for real. I think I know how to solve things, but I haven't tried it, so let's see if we're able to get this working. So first problem... What's my problem here? Yes. This read the error message. Yep, I sent an HTTP request to an HTTPS port. So I have to specify here the protocol, HTTPS. This. Whoa. 502 bad gateway. Okay, so this is Nginx replying. So I know that Nginx is running. But bad gateway. So a gateway that's Nginx sending us into something. And if the gateway is bad, that probably means that there's no way that Nginx can send us. So maybe I should check if Kibana is working. So Nginx should give us access to Kibana. Yeah. So I'm now on my monitor. Let's see status of Kibana is not running. Okay, let me try to start Kibana. Okay, now it's running. Okay, still running. Good. I try to reload. Still bad gateway. File to answer. It's logging something. Okay. So it looks like Kibana's running. It seems to be slow. Not very satisfying. So Kibana is searching Elasticsearch. So Kibana seems to be very slow or has problems. And of course, Kibana is retrieving data. So what's the status with Elasticsearch then? Appears to be really slow. This is still waiting. Yep. So System D fails to list the unit files. It's the connection timed out. Meaning I try to find the status of Elasticsearch and using tab completion. That of course is a connection to the local System D service to retrieve the list of services. And this times out. So now just really, really slow. Okay. I did check my status for Elasticsearch earlier. So let's try to check for Elasticsearch here. This is what should have been show up at with command completion. So I know that my server is struggling. What should we do? What should I do if I suspect that it seems that the server in general seems to be slow? What would you do? Yes, I could check logs, but it looks like a general problem. That's so. Check top. I like to H top. Anything interesting? Yep. So that if you study the Elk stack and when you install it, you see it's Java. I don't like Java all the time. Because Java usually has nothing wrong about Java, but when I see there's a server that needs to be installed and it's programmed in Java, then it's usually have some heavy memory requirements, and if it doesn't get as much memory as it needs, it will fail. So it's not a CPU problem. It looks like it's a memory problem, which is why the server is slow. But it seems to be responding okay now. So let me try once again to get, see if I'm able to get the status of Elasticsearch. Let's see if we can try to free up some memory. So let me stop Kibana. We are not able to do that either. If I can't even stop Kibana using system control, what can I do then? Should we try to stop Kibana the old brutal way? The way you know how to do from operating systems, Kibana is one or more processes. So instead of doing this nice through system control, can we be brutal and kill it by a kill signal? So Kibana is 24192. One, two, nine. It entered into a zombie state. Oh, we always like zombie processes. Did it free up any memory? Not much. We see that memory intensive processes here. Okay. Yeah, because I started on next week's lab and I installed Sensu. And it looks like Sensu is also eating a lot of memory. So, can I try to yeah, of course, tab completion won't work here as well. Of course, if I try to stop services, I should also know that Puppet is running here, and Puppet will probably cause these services to restart within half an hour. So if I want to do this sort of manual debugging, then maybe I should disable the Puppet agent before I go on. Oh, what's the Sensu service called again? Yeah. Anyway, what I wanted to show you is that I wasn't expecting Kibana to want to run, but it did run, and this causes the machine to be so slow. But if we were to retrieve the status of Elasticsearch, you would see that Elasticsearch probably isn't running, and if we view the Elasticsearch log, if I'm lucky, and it's in here. Yeah, I'm not able to find it right now. But if you view in the log of Elasticsearch, you would find that Elasticsearch failed, basically, and you will see an error that clearly states that it runs out of memory. So our problem is that Elasticsearch fails, it runs out of memory, and this happened when I installed Sensu, because running the Elk stack and the Sensu server on one server with only 4 gigabytes of memory and no swap space doesn't work. So we need a more powerful server. And what I've actually never done, but what we should be able to do, is then to just move this onto a more powerful server. So replace the hardware in something more powerful. And so let's see if I'm able to do a controlled shutdown. Because if you're running out of memory and running out of resources, maybe you can't even do a shutdown. But let's see. Let's try to shut down this host. And view the documentation of Heat. Let's see. For a Nova server. So we know that we have defined this as in a heat template. This is a server, and it has a set of properties. And for each property, it says something how you can update it. So the flavor, meaning the hardware that I supply virtually to this server, can be updated without replacement. Interesting. Okay, so let's see. Okay, I've never done this, so I'm as curious as you to see if this works. Yeah, we were able to shut down the host. So let's try to move the server to give it more hardware resources. By the way, of course, I've used all my quota, so I have to let me delete the stack called heat demo to free up some resources. Then we are, as you saw, we have the two stacks, the base stack and the extended stack. Delete failed. Probably because these machines, I hadn't started them since we had the power outage on Thursday. So they were in a shut-off state, which probably didn't match the state of the stack or something like this. Okay, but I'll fix that. But so we had the base stack with the environment where, okay, I wasn't supposed to show you my password, but that doesn't matter that much anyway. So we're not specifying the flavor here. The monitor server, we're specifying, we're using the default flavor here, M1 medium. So let's try to do OpenStack flavor list. So the medium has 4 gigabytes, 60 disk. So M1 large. So let's try for the monitor server, the flavor for Lin2, to replace this with large. And then I should be able to do the same stack create command again, but I just say stack update. But for me to do that, I probably need to release some resources. Is working on why you probably experience that sometimes it's really slow to access the web interface. Most of the times it's no problem, but sometimes accessing the web interface of Sky High is really slow. Lars-Erik is working on fixing that. And this appears to be one of those times. So when I try to do a stack delete, that didn't work. It didn't work because there was some router interface cannot be deleted. Okay, I should manually delete this. Okay, I will fix this. You should start working on doing, spending on time on something more constructive than waiting on this right now, and I'll get back to solving this problem when it's back up and I've deleted some of the resources, so I can delete this stack and we can go back and continue then. Okay, so just start working on the exercise, and I'll let you know as soon as this I'm ready to continue. okay, it should work now, meaning I've freed up, so I have two available more CPUs, and I have 4 gigabytes of extra RAM, and I've replaced in my template, I replaced M1 medium to the M1 large, and I'm just rerunning the OpenStack create command with OpenStack update. But I've never done this before, so let's see if this works. Too few arguments. Yes, of course, I need the name of the stack, which is called update started, update in progress. This will also expand the storage from 20 to 60 gigabyte or something. That's always interesting. So it will probably take some time. But let's update failed. Okay. Remember event list. Resize my server, of course. It says unknown status shut off due to unknown. So maybe it didn't want my server to be shut off.